Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesech des Kiddush in Perik Gimel, Mishnah Hei. HaMekadosh is a Isha, someone is Mekadosh, a woman, V'amar, and he says to her afterwards, Ksavar Yisi, she Kehenes, I thought she's a Kehenes, Rei Leviah, Be'emes, she's just a Leviah. Or he says, made a mistake, I thought she's a Leviah, Rei Kehenes. She's actually a Kehenes. And he's basically telling us, had I known that she's either a Kehenes or a Leviah, that I had it wrong, I would have never been Mekadosh. All right, Kehenes is more chashiv than a Leviah. You never know what a person's cheshbonos are. For that matter, suppose he says, I thought Ania, she's poor. Very Ashira, she's rich. I would have never been Mekadosh. I don't want a rich woman. Why not? Azayas, he doesn't want a rich woman. Maybe he thinks she won't be Mechaber him or whatever. Or the other way around. Ashira, I thought that she's rich. Very Ania, she's really poor. In all these cases, the reason Mekadoshes. None of it was a mistake. If I would have known, I would have never been Mekadosh her. Excuse me. Did she mislead you? Did she tell you she's a Kehenes? Or that she's a Leviah? Or that she's rich or she's poor? No. Well, that's why she's Mekadoshes. Mishalahitate, she didn't mislead you. You fooled yourself into thinking. You made an assumption. Who asked you to make that assumption? You didn't say during the time of Kiddushin, you're only being Mekadosh on the condition that she's either a Kehenes or a Leviah or rich or poor. I know, but in my heart I was thinking, in your heart, the rule is Dvarm Shebelev, Einan Dvarim. If she taka fooled him, that would be one thing. But she didn't. You just made an assumption. It's your fault for making an assumption without being Mevar, what the case is. Zok Te'elge Mishnah Vayter. Someone who's not a Yid, who I'm a Leish, and he says to an Isha that's a Bas Yisrael, he says to a Yiddish lady, Hiriat Mekadeshesli, I'm giving you the money now, but you will become Mekadeshes to me after I become a Ger. Or, she's the one that is not a Yiddish lady at this point, and the Yisrael says to her, Hariat Mekadeshesli, I'm giving you the money now, and the Kiddushin will take effect, La'achar She'tizgairi, after you become a Ger. Now, someone who's not a Yisrael, that's Mekadosh a Bas Yisrael, or a Yisrael that's Mekadosh someone who's not a Bas Yisrael. The Kiddushin is not Chal. So here we have an interesting case. The Nachri gives the Kiddushin to the Bas Yisrael and says to her, okay, so the Kiddushin will take effect as soon as I'm Megayir myself. Or the Yisrael gives the money to the not Yiddish lady and says, okay, so the Kiddushin should take effect after you're Megayir yourself. Or, says the Mishnah, suppose we have an Eved Kanani who says to Abbas Yisrael, Hariat Mekadeshesli, La'achar She'ishtachrer, after I'm freed. Or the Yisrael says to a Shivcha Kananis, Hariat Mekadeshesli, La'achar She'ishtachri, after you're freed. So once again, an Eved Kanani that's Mekadesh Abbas Yisrael, or a Yisrael that's Mekadesh a Shivcha Kananis, the Kedushin is not Chal. We're talking here about an Eved Kanani that gave Kesef to Abbas Yisrael and said to her, you should become the Kedeshes after I am freed. Once he's freed, he becomes a regular Yisrael. Or a Yisrael that gave money to a Shivcha Kananis and said to her, you'll become the Kedeshes after you are freed. At that time, she becomes a Yisraelis. Third case. In a way, it's all the same case. Hariat Mekadeshesli, this person says to an Eshes Ish, to a married woman, he's giving her the money, says, Hariat Mekadeshesli, La'achar She'yomis Baalich, after your husband will die. Or, someone says to his wife's sister, Hariat Mekadeshesli, La'achar She'tomis Achoisich, after your sister dies. One is not allowed to marry his wife's sister. But an Achois Ishtay is different than most other Ervas, and most other relatives that one cannot marry, inasmuch that if his wife passes away, the wife's sister is Mutatim. But he's giving her the Kiddushin when his wife is still alive. And he's telling her, the Kiddushin should be Chal after your sister dies. Or, La'achar she'yachloitz lech yevamich, a woman whose husband died without children. She needs either Yivam or Chalitza from her husband's brother. And until either Yivam or Chalitza is done, she is usher to marry anybody. She can't just marry someone. So this stranger, who's not the husband's brother, says, I'm giving you Kiddushin now, and it should be Chal after the Chalitza. Zok the Mishnah, in all these cases, ain't a Mekadeshes, she's not Mekadeshes, because during the time of the Kiddushin, either the man or the lady, either the Mekadesh or the Miskadeshes, wasn't ready yet for Kiddushin. Incidentally, this Tana holds that if somebody would be Mekadesh, a woman whose husband died without children, she wouldn't be Mekadeshes. But the halacha is, even though you're not allowed to, the person would be Ivra Lav. You have to wait for Chalitza, or either Yivum, and then she gets divorced, or he dies. But if a stranger is Mekadesh, or she is Mekadeshes, the Kedushin is Chal. But our Tana holds the Kedushin would not be Chal, and therefore this fits in with the category of the other things, where Kedushin is not Chal. V'chein, says the Mishnah Vayter, if someone says to his friend, Im Yolda Ishtecha Nekeva, if your wife is going to have a girl, Harehi Mekadeshes li, then the daughter that's going to be born should be Mekadeshes to me. Ein Mekadeshes. Even though a father can be Mekabel Kiddushin on behalf of his daughter who is a Ketana, he can really marry off to whomever he wants, although he's not supposed to until she's at least 12 years old. But Lamaisa, he can. But a father cannot be Mekabel Kiddushin on behalf of his daughter that wasn't born yet. You can't engage in a kinyan on a Dover Shalei Bali Oilam. But, says the Mishnah, here's the one exception, if at the time that he said this, Hoyse Eshes Chaveri Miuberes, his wife was already expecting a child, V'hukr Ubra, and it was clear that she was already expecting a child, Varav Kayam, then his words are going to have a kim. In other words, the Kiddushin will be Chal. And the Im Yalda Nekeva, if Shitaki gives birth to a girl, Mekudeshes, she is Mekudeshes. Zok de Rambam, quoted in the Bat Tenura, Lamaisa, when she's going to get older, he cannot stop marry her. He has to give her a Kiddushin again. When we say Dvarav Kayamim, that's only a Chumrah. She can't marry someone else unless she gets a get from him. Okay, let's chaz over the cases in our Mishnah. Again, it's Peri Gimel Mishnah Hey. Someone's Mekadesh and Isha, and he says, I thought she's daughter of a Kayan. I don't know if she's the daughter of a Levi, or the other way around. Or he says, I thought she's poor. I didn't know she's rich, or the other way around. If I would have known, I would have never been a Kaddisher. Okay. But that doesn't help us. If you would have known, you never said it, she never fooled you, and therefore she is Mekadeshes. Then we learned if someone who is not Yiddish says to a Yiddish woman, I am a Kaddish you, and the Kiddushin should be Chal after I become a Ger. Or the other way around, and he says after you become a Ger. Or an Eved Kanani says after I'm freed, or the other way around, he says to the Shivcha Kananis, I'm giving you Kiddushin now, or the Kiddushin should take effect after you're freed. Or he says to a married woman, I'm giving you Kiddushin, the Kiddushin should be Chal after your husband dies. Or he says to his wife's sister, after your sister dies. Or he says to a woman whose husband died without children, after you get Chalitza, the Kiddushin should be Chal, but I'm giving you the Kiddushin now. In all these cases, she is not Mekadeshes, even after these things take place. If someone says to a friend, if your wife gives birth to a girl, she should be Mekadeshes to me. She's not Mekadeshes. The baby doesn't exist yet. If his wife's friend was tak expecting a baby, and it was noticeable, then she is Mekadeshes. If she tak has a nekeva, she is considered to be Mekadeshes. But the Rambam says that's only lechumra, that she would need a get before she marries someone else. Lemaisa, if he wants to take her for a wife, he would have to give her kiddushin again.